If you turn in your Bible to Romans, look at what it says in Romans and see if we've been applying that and see if we've been addressing that in our holiday club this week in Romans chapter 1, right? So Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. And in Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 19, verses you're becoming familiar with, what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. His invisible attributes, namely his eternal power, his divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so that they're without excuse. Although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. That's a description of the predicament of humanity, that God made himself known, but that people turn away. And so, you know, we study the Bible and what it says. And if the Bible says anything, we want to decide, what does that mean? And then, if we can agree on a meaning, we want to ask, how does that apply to my life? Is that your practice? Do you read the Bible and say, what does that mean? And say, well, if that means that, how do I apply it to my life? My understanding is that's the purpose of the Bible, is that you can know who God is, what he's like, what he thinks about himself, what he thinks about us, and how we can walk through this world living with him in fellowship with God. I think you know that. And so today we wanted to look at what these verses in Romans mean in the context of the stories from Holiday Lunch Club. So the theme of our stories was the gospel. The gospel. If you double-click it, it will come on. There you go. So the gospel. And so we started out with the G of the gospel, right? God created us to be with him. And so that led us to this board here, which was created by Fiona Halliday. She's the Alva Tilly youth worker that works between the two towns. She's a person who's going to be coordinating the 1010 project. So what's happening in Cochrane Park, starting in September, that's going to be done by this person. So, but what she did is something that you've all seen before. Do you miss flannel graphs? I kind of think this would have been great as a flannel graph with everybody sticking up stars and things, you know. So the difference between what you know and what you think you know about creation and explaining to the kids, God created the heavens and the earth and he separated the light from the darkness and then he created all these things. And the idea being that, did you know God actually likes you? So many people have this idea that God is this cosmic killjoy and he is just so upset that you're bad. And if you would just come to church and scrub up, then God will be happy with you. People literally toil under the weight of that story. It's completely incorrect. It's not the thing that God is saying. Maybe you wouldn't say completely incorrect, but it's misguided in its implications. Because the first G of the gospel is that God created us to be with him. If somebody found a handheld mic and brought it to me on a table back there, then... Oh, there's a handheld mic. So we'll use that because do you get annoyed by the glitchy every time I speak? I kind of... So now we got that. Wow, that's good. Thank you. Did you know God actually likes you? So he made a whole world that sustains human life. And this, as far as I know, this is the only known planet that does sustain human life. They think, oh, that one over there that we'll never see, that we'll never get to and report back while you're alive, maybe that one over there could support life, but they haven't found it yet. There's no other place. So, and if you got aliens visiting, that's a story outside of the biblical report about human life on Earth, right? So God created this world. This world sustains human life because God likes you, and he created us to be with him. You know that, don't you, about Scripture? God has shown himself to people so we can see him and respond in love. He loves us, and he shows himself. Do you get that from Romans chapter 1?
God's made it plain who he is. You're familiar with the psalm that says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaims his handiwork. Have you heard that? You know that stuff. And so there it is, stars, beautiful handiwork, everything that God made.